My, oh my, what a lovely spring day here in the Big T.O. Toronto, Canada, AdamDanielMazet.com. Thanks again, Audioboo, for 10 minutes and for listening and for being there. Yes. Dating sites. All you singles out there, dating sites. We all know you're on the sites, okay? So you can quit hiding in Purda. And we know that you're actually out there doing the business. Now, how many sites are you on? Don't answer that question. But what's your approach to dating? And what are some of your experiences you go through the vicissitudes of the various profiles and stuff that you cycle through? I remember back in the 90s, and, you know, before I was in relationships, I was on dating sites, and then I got off them. Then I had some bad experiences on some sites, so I got off those. I had some positive experience on certain sites, and then I remain on those. So it's kind of like, it's like any other, shall I say, consumer product. You basically trial and error and sample and, you know, engage in a high degree of sampling behavior and seeing what basically works and what doesn't and, you know, kind of flowing with that particular situation, which is what I try to do. So a friend of mine is actually on the same site as I am, and we trade these great anecdotes between the two of us about some of the experiences that we have. And my friends got a couple of really interesting observations, which I thought I would share with you. So first of all, he mentions that he finds it highly amusing that women are so particular in the things that they're looking for, and so particular that their requests almost exclude, I don't know, like 85% or more of the candidates. And because their requests are so particular, it leads him to question, like, do they realize how ridiculous they are? And his oft-cited refrain is, dude, do you realize you're on a dating site? Like, you're a girl on a dating site. If you were so fantastic and you were worthy of all of the different claims that you're making and all the specifics and the particulars and how aggressive you are with what you're looking for, do you think you'd actually be up here on the dating site? Now, again, that doesn't hold true in every case. There's a lot of good people on sites. I consider myself a good, and by good I mean quality person. I mean, I've done a lot of interesting things, and I have a lot of things to offer and share, not just as a man, but also as like a humanist, or maybe as a conversationalist, what have you, to somebody who's cultured. Again, I hate speaking about myself in that way, but that's just basically the truth. But like, you know, if you're on a dating site, it means something's not necessarily working for you in the mainstream arena. Or, you know, you could want to open up an alternate channel. That's all kind of cool, too. I don't mind looking at it from that particular perspective, which is kind of sweet. So a little bit of a change in the ambient sound. So now outside and just continuing this boo. So as I was saying, if that is the case, then don't be so particular. Meaning, you know, like, you have these ridiculous demands, almost like needle in a haystack type demands. And personally, when I read profiles like that, and I read the profiles that I'm interested in, just to have you know, it's kind of off-putting when somebody's like so particular, you know? Only guys like 6'3 and higher, or, you know, chest shots, you're automatically eliminated. Or I notice this happening a lot with a lot of the profiles, the girls go, if I don't get back to you, don't take it personally. It's only because I'm interested in the guys that I'm attracted to. Like, what if everybody just, like, received a mail and said, thank you very much for your interest, but it's not really for me. Like, I'd prefer that more than just kind of leaving somebody hanging. Of course, there's other ways of finding out whether somebody read your message, but that's not the point. It's common courtesy. Now, if you treat online dating like it's the domain or the playing ground of a bunch of creeps, then obviously you're going to have that kind of ridiculous attitude about it. You know, you're going to have this kind of really anti-goat up. Everything is up for everything is up for questioning, that is. Everything is up for, you know, every guy is a possible Ted Bundy serial killer in disguise. But I don't subscribe to that particular notion, and I think it's kind of, I think it's kind of juvenile, to be honest with you. And if that's what you think about humanity in general, and if that's what you think about guys and dating, then what are you there for? Like, you thinking that out of all of the zillions of so-called creeps that are perusing your profile and checking you out, that there's one guy in 10 or two guys in 10 that are completely legit. Like, it's a bunch of bunk, so you might want to just tweak that. The other thing that my friend mentioned, and he's the most hilarious person that I've been speaking to, most definitely in the last 60 days. Little shot there, bro. He mentions this thing about salary, and I guess some women will include it as a requirement, as a way of kind of introducing a level of filtering, and that's fine. You know, you're allowed to do what you want. It's your profile. If you're looking for a guy that's well endowed, in that department at least, then by all means, like, do it. But my friend, who occasionally glances at profiles where he's making considerably less income than the candidate, always says things like, how do I approach a girl when I earn 2/3 less than her, or something along these lines? And it's kind of a good question, but I don't know. I'll leave that for the pundits to get back to and talk about. I'm enjoying my time on online dating sites. The way I look at it, it's just an additional stream. It's just an additional channel. It gives you options. It's not the end-all be-all. I don't take it in a bad way when, for example, people don't get back to me. And I think it's a pretty good balance, you know, in terms of emails, for example, that I'll receive, or notifications, and then things that I'll send out, vice versa. You know, it's a pretty good balance. And I think that the way that search algorithms are constructed these days, the searching criteria, if you're very fastidious about how you fill out your profile, then you're going to get good leads. Like, it's like from Glengarry Glen Ross. You get the premium leads, baby. Do you got the premium leads? Because if you got the premium leads, give me the premium leads. But if you're flipping about it and you write bullshit in the sections and you don't specify stuff, it's like, really? So you want, again, from the guy's perspective, as I can only speak about, so you want your guy to be like so detailed? I mean, give me a break. You're not on a dating site to get a hookup. If you're an attractive girl and you're on a dating site to get a hookup, you have some issues. And being on a dating site is not going to resolve them. Let's put it that way. But, you know, so you're all particular and you want to have exacting detail about the guy's wherewithal or whatever interests, and you're going to put some pithy garbage there. So it's a one-way street, I see. Anyway, it's still a work in progress. I just find it amusing as well that, you know, if somebody takes the time to read your profile, you know, then respond in kind. Again, being totally fair now, because of the proliferation of mobile devices, tablets, whatever, web-enabled stuff, phones primarily, so people are on the fly and they're thumbing out responses, so I get it. If some kid has a Peter Pan complex, you know, if some guy's Peter Panning it, aka, you know, spending a lot of time at home at a much later age, that's not a shot, by the way, then he can, or she, by the way, can sit there and hammer out long messages. But if you're on a mobile device, well, you don't really sit there and thumb out like a massive email. So guys and girls, take that into consideration too. Don't be so hanging judge-like. But in any event, it's a really, really, really fun little situation. I'm having a blast up there. It's just fun meeting new people. If you're the kind of person that's gregarious and you like kind of exchanging ideas and learning new ideas and basically being connected, then you're in the right place. But if your attitude is that every interaction has to be like the end-all be-all and you have to land like a Super Mario, you know, boom, you have to like hammer the Donkey Kong every time, well, you're up for some surprises. So what's your dating situation like? What are you doing, and what's your channel? It doesn't stop me from having you know, real interactions with real people in society. I'm not averse to going up to people and introducing myself. But the great thing about online dating that I've come to appreciate and learn is it does a little bit of the triage for you. Just a wee bit. It saves you a bit of time and takes away a couple of steps. Because in the old days, you'd have to have that maybe initial coffee meeting to get to the bottom of things. And what the dating profiles do is it gives you, if somebody's filled it out honestly and sincerely, gives you a chance to check things out, at least to a relatively good number. Excuse me, a really relatively good measure. And then you can start from there. So that's my thoughts. Thanks again for listening. Toronto is absolutely gorgeous today, and people are all out. Take care. Be well. Talk to you soon.